section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
It's the Hank and Chain Show.
That burns on IP, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kewaunee Sports League.
Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture.
Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
This is Zebulon Watley from Sons of Perdition, and you're listening to the Hank and Chain Show.
Wow, is it Wednesday night yet? Oh, I guess it is. Thank heavens, I was getting a little tired of waiting, and I know all of you were too. Welcome back to another episode of the Hank and Chain Show here on FlapDaddy.com. I am your host, Jared Morningstar, and I am proud to bring each and every one of you 2 hours of outstanding music tonight. So, it's August 13th, and hey, we're in the middle of the Olympic Games. Yawn. Whatever. I apologize to anyone who really loves the games, but really, I can't help but think that I am not the only one that could do without them. The only thing I am interested in is basketball, and hoping Team USA finds another way to lose. Yeah, I know, so patriotic of me. Good thing I'm not a politician, or Republicans would be condemning me as being un-American as we speak. Maybe even a terrorist sympathizer. Who knows? Seriously, I respect all of the amazing moments of Olympic history, like Jesse Owens sticking it to Hitler in his own backyard and the Miracle on Ice, but in a post-Cold War world, haven't the games sort of become irrelevant? Maybe just a little? Anyways, stay tuned for more news later. We have a great show lined up this week, including our artist feature on the White Stripes. My dear brother Eric and I are really excited about this one, folks. We've been fan of the Stripes since the first time we heard one of Jack White's guitar riffs years ago, and we can't wait to play and discuss several of the band's best numbers. We also have an announcement on next week's very special episode, and several outstanding songs from the legends and independent artists alike. Right now, though, let's get to our starting lineup featuring music from the Beatles, the Kinks, the Love Me Nots, and High School Caesar. Time to rock and roll FlapDaddy.com style here on the Hank and Chain Show.
Can we really live without each other? Would be so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hope your night's going good, and I hope you're enjoying the Hank and Chain Show. I'm One More Name. I host the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show every Friday night from midnight until 2 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on FlatData.com. My show mixes classic rock, hard rock, metal, country, blues, alternative folk music, and I try to throw in some comedy when I can. If you can't catch my Bootleg Asylum Radio Show live Friday late nights, you can download or listen to it over at Section86.com the following Tuesdays after each Friday Night Live podcast show. My show is also available on iTunes as well, and you can have it set up for automatically download to your computer or to your MP3 device at either Section 86 or iTunes. A few of the other shows you'll find here at FlatData.com include, of course, this brand new addition to the radio style shows here, the Hank and Chain Show, mixing all genres of music and interesting commentary from Jared and sometimes his brother Eric, every Wednesday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Then there's Misfits Radio on mostly Tuesdays and Fridays during the day, playing local Michigan artists as well as local greats from around the country. On Tuesday nights from 7 p.m. until 8 or 9 p.m. Central Time, you have The Rat, playing full-length movies as well as Star Trek-related shows. Don't pass up a night with The Rat. And on every Friday night, leading up to my Bootleg Asylum radio show, is LP Sides Only with your host Lefty X. He spins half sides from albums 9 p.m. Eastern Time right up till my show starts at midnight. Lefty never fails to fill up his 3 hours with an eclectic mix of great vinyl albums. That's right, I said, great vinyl albums. He never disappoints. He also has a show on Mondays and Tuesday nights as well, from 10 p.m. until 12 a.m. Eastern Time. Though those are just a few of the shows here, I'm sure you'll find something that you like. So check out my Bootleg Asylum radio show when you can. But right now, back to Jared Morningstar's The Hank and Chain Show, right here on FlapDaddy.com.
double barrel, and Daddy pulled the trigger with his toe. And we found him on the ground after the sound. Ain't gonna talk about that no more. Take care of my old mama, even though this wasn't my fault. And I mixed it all together in a rigged up cotton gin. Then I left it all to ferment till my sinning would begin. And that mashy vaporized, I cooked it 190 degrees. I used a rusty coal to push the vapors to the old cottonwood tree. And I made lots of money running that sour man. From the road, my family's
moved out of Mississippi when I was 10 years old. With a suit cut sharp as a razor and a heart made of gold. I had a guitar hanging just above waist high, and I'm gonna play this thing until the day I die.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Hank and Chain Show here on FlapDaddy.com. Hope you enjoyed those great songs from Watermelon Slim and the Workers, Powder Mill, and Eric Clapton and B.B. King. Let's not waste time, though, and get to the news.
Ha ha ha! Thought you could get away with not bringing the diabolical Mr. X on the show this week, didn't you, Morningstar?
X, what are you doing here, man? Most people would love to have a week off from their job.
Oh, nothing. Just being pure evil. Ha ha ha!
I thought you were trying to get a gig on The View.
Yeah, well, I went to the show. They liked how I was dark and mysterious, but I started putting moves on Elizabeth Hasselbeck and they kicked me out of the studio.
Really?
Yes. I couldn't help it. She's one hot conservative.
I see. Well, hey, hope you managed to get a good few one-liners in there anyway, man. In the meantime, we really don't need you here this week. If you behave yourself, though, and let us go on with the show, you can have your own segment to host during our special 10th episode next week. What do you say?
First of all, Morningstar, Mr. X doesn't ever behave himself. I am pure evil. But if I can host my own segment next week, it'll be worth it. See you next week, then. Toodles. Ha ha ha!
Ugh, pure evil, and yet he speaks about himself in the third person. Anyways, let's really get on with the news now. First, the Brett Favre saga has finally come to an end. Yep, this year Favre will be playing for the New York Jets. The Jets? Wow. Well, at least number 4 will still be wearing green this year. Too bad he's on a team that was horrible in 2007. They certainly have some pieces in place, but for now, the jury is still out. We'll have to wait and see how he does, I guess. In other news, apparently the U.S. has determined that Dr. Bruce Ivins, who recently committed suicide, was behind the anthrax mailing attacks in 2001. Wow, I almost forgot about the whole anthrax mess. I thought it was Saddam Hussein that was behind that, or something. Oh wait, that's just what the Bush administration wanted us to believe. Ha ha, that's right, I remember. Oh, and here's something fun. Apparently both Barack Obama and John McCain are seeking the political endorsement of Angelina Jolie. Yeah, that's right, Angelina Jolie. What are we coming to as a country? I mean, I can see them seeking something from her, but not a freaking political endorsement. Oh, never mind. That would be John Edwards seeking that from Jolie. What a joke he turned out to be. And finally, in good news for the U.S., for the first time in years, our nation isn't being recognized as the biggest dick in the civilized world right now. That nod would go to Russia this week, after they invaded Georgia, their much smaller neighbor to the south. That's right, Georgia the country, not the state, for those of you who are intellectually and geographically challenged. I guess they've declared a ceasefire now, though, so we'll keep watching this potentially interesting story. Anyways, our artist feature on The White Stripes will be coming up in a minute. But first, enjoy the next three songs from Wiser Time, Stone Temple Pilots, and Bruce Springsteen. The fun times never end here on The Hank and Shane Show.
Like a vulture to me, and your face is a mess. It's me, Rod, and today I'm here to offer you a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Hey, y'all, it's Blake Clayton here, host of It Burns When I Pee. Come join us in the revolution against corporate Nashville. In each episode, we play tons of real country music, we interview the artists that are keeping country music alive, and we have plenty of laughs along the way. It Burns When I Pee at section86.com. We're taking a dump on the lawn of corporate Nashville.
Hey, this is Spice Boy from the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, and you're listening to It Burns When I Pee, kicking pop country in the balls. Love it, guys. Take care.
Welcome back to the Hank and Chain Show. It's now time for what you have all been waiting for, our artist feature on the White Stripes. And to help me pay tribute to our fellow Michiganders is my brother Eric. Welcome back again to the show, bro.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I know this is only our ninth show, bro, but it seems like we've waited too long to get to the White Stripes. Jack and Meg White are not only continuing to make Michiganders proud, but they are also largely responsible for keeping rock and roll at least on life support in the mainstream.
Well, sadly we've seen a pretty steady decline in their mainstream popularity ever since Get Behind Me, Satan came out. But the White Stripes haven't just kept rock and roll on life support for me. For me, there are reason to hope that there are musicians and artists who can still be creative. What you have with their arrangements is pretty minimalistic, but the music is fueled by Jack White's excellent and loud guitar playing, and Meg White simply... yet... steady, powerful drumming keeps the songs at a high-energy tempo that is just a fantastic ride.
Eric and I have picked out three songs that we believe best represent the White Stripes' signature sound: Dead Leaves in the Dirty Ground, Black Math, and You Don't Know What Love Is. Experiencing the White Stripes' greatness here on the Hank and Shane Show.
We'll be right back. In some respects, I suspect you've got a respectable side. When pushed and pulled and pressured, you still don't wanna hide. But it's for someone else's benefit, not for what you wanna do. Until I realize that you've realized, I'm gonna say these words to you. Yeah, you don't know what love is. You do as you're told. Just as a child, a 10 might act, but you're far too old. You're not hopeless or helpless, and I hate to sound cold, but you don't know what love is. You just do as you're told. If you never criticize, you just keep on repeating all those empty I love yous. Until you see you deserve better, I'm gonna lay right into you. Yeah, you don't know what love is. You just do as you're told. Just as a child, a 10 might act, but you're far too old. You're not hopeless or helpless. And I hate to sound cold, but you don't know what love is. No, you don't know what love is. No, you don't know what love is. You just do as you're told.
All right, we're back to the Hank and Chain Show here on FlapDaddy.com, and you're listening to our artist feature on the White Stripes. We've just played three songs that have that classic heavy White Stripes guitar and drum sound. However, as you're about to experience in our next segment, the White Stripes can be much more complex. Why don't you go ahead and tell us about it, bro?
Well, I feel it's important to note that the White Stripes subject matter hasn't really changed much throughout their career. They have lots of songs about interpersonal relations, some about childhood, and most of the songs feature a sound, like the one we've just played for you. But the White Stripes have found ways to treat their subject matter by experimenting with various, sometimes unexpected, instruments. For instance, they featured mandolins, marimbas, bagpipes. Even their use of piano seems like a departure after issuing such heavy sounds. However, I find that most of the White Stripes' experimentation with instruments gives their music a latent but powerful quality. Most of the experimental tracks can be found on their albums Get Behind Me, Satan, and Icky Thump, their most recent albums. In a way, they've already become masters of their own sound, and I think their expansion is proof of their understanding of musical qualities and creativity.
The next three songs, The Nurse, The Denial Twist, and Prickly Thorn But Sweetly Warm, represent the White Stripes' musical experimentations very well. Listen as the White Stripes expand the boundaries of rock and roll here on the Hank and Shane Show.
Should not be the one who puts salt in your wounds. But it's always with trust that the poison is fed with a spoon. When you're helpless with no one to turn to alone in your room, you would swear that the one who would care for you never would leave. She promised and said, you will always be safe here with me. But promises open the door to be broken to me. Gonna let you down now. No, I'm never, no, I'm never, no, I'm never gonna let you down. No, I'm never, no, I'm never, no, I'm never gonna let you down now. No, I'm never, no, I'm never, no, I'm never gonna let you down.
Take a tip and do your seven. control. But the feeling that you're under can really make you wonder how the hell she could be so cold. So now you're left denying the truth, and it's hidden in the wisdom in the back of your tooth. You need to spit it out in a telephone booth while you call everyone that you know and ask them, where do you think she goes? Oh yeah, where do you suppose she goes? Oh, the tool where you know there's no stopping it, and the ball where you know she's still rocking it. Yeah.
You're still listening to the artist feature on the White Stripes here on the Hank and Chain Show. We just finished up three songs that focus on the band's use of a variety of musical instruments. However, even though they seem to have mastered their own signature sound, the question still to be asked is, how the White Stripes ever came to develop that sound in the first place?
What helps explain the White Stripes' style is to take a look at all of their musical influences. Jack White is a fan of several genres of music, and the band's music has been inspired by several of these genres. Their love for 1960s kink-style garage rock was evident from their very first album, and can be heard on the song Screwdriver from that record. The Kinks weren't the only British band to inspire the White Stripes, however, as the song Apple Blossom shows inspiration from another UK band, the Beatles. Finally, Jack White is an admitted fan of country music, and their love for this genre is never more clear than in the Johnny Cash-esque Hotel Yorba. Get inspired with the White Stripes here on FlapDaddy.com.
Troubles in a little pile, and I was gonna mount for you. not for you. You've been looking all around for years for someone to tell your troubles to. Come and sit with me and talk a while. Let me see your pretty little smile. Put your troubles in a little pile, and I will sort them out for you. I fall in love with you. I think I'll marry you.
Welcome back, peoples. Our artist feature on the White Stripes is winding down. You've just heard how the band has been inspired by several genres of music. However, there is one key genre that we have yet to mention.
Yes, and I bet some people were having a heart attack when we didn't mention the blues influence before. It's unmistakable. So much blues flows through the music of the White Stripes, and it's a quality that I never would have expected from a guy who looks like Jack White.
What? Are you going to make fun of him for looking like Michael Jackson, too?
Man, you know, you can make the argument that the White Stripes make better black music than Michael Jackson, and he is black. Or was black. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, let's get right back to the chase here. First up, you're going to hear Little Bird, or in other words, Jack White's excuse to show off on the guitar, followed up by You're Never Nice to Me, and finally, the jewel in the crown, Ball and Biscuit. Get ready for some amazing blues from the White Stripes, here on the Hank and Chain Show.
Home, put her in a cage and disconnect.
is how it goes. I got nothing to lose. I'll never let you go.
Done. Less
have a ball and a biscuit, sugar. And take our sweet little time about it. Let's have a ball, girl. And take our sweet little time about it. Tell everybody in the place to just get out. We'll get clean together, and I'll find me a soapbox where I can shout it. Time about it.
quite possible that I'm your third man. But it's a fact that I'm the seventh son. It was the other two which made me your third, but it's my mother who made me the seventh son. Right now you can care less about me. Soon enough you will care by the time I'm done. Yeah, you just wait. You stick around. You figure it out.
And we're back. Hope you've enjoyed our artist feature on the White Stripes this week on the Hank and Shane Show. We here consider it our job to give you, our listeners, more reasons to appreciate the truly outstanding artists with our features. And the White Stripes are plenty worthy of that appreciation. Thanks for helping us out again this week, bro.
Brother, it is always a pleasure to serve you and all the listeners.
This is usually the part of the show where we tell you what you can expect for next week's artist feature. But seeing as how next week will be our 10th episode, we're going to do something a little bit different, a little bit special. It's easy to recognize that the country music genre, at least in the mainstream, is in shambles. Several fans of traditional country music are angry at Nashville and the Grand Ole Opry for ignoring both country's true legends and more traditional country artists who are making music that is closer to the genre's roots. Some of these fans have protested. Some have sent angry mail, and some have cried out for the reinstatement of Hank Williams into the Grand Ole Opry. Well, I agree with these fans in principle, but next week I am going to present you with my solution to this problem. I don't think changing the Opry or Nashville is what needs to happen. Instead, I promote a completely separate radio organization to play what myself and others consider to be real country music. Or at least country music with a soul. So, next week we're going to air what would be an episode of such a broadcast. The title of this broadcast, The Grand Ole Opry's Old Rival, The Louisiana Hayride. If you like real country music, you won't want to miss next week's show. But in the meantime, let's start off our fourth quarter this week with a song from Loretta Lynn's Van Leer Rose album called Women's Prison. In case you have been living under a rock, that album was produced by none other than Jack White. Get ready for an outstanding rock and country collaboration here on the Hank and Shane Show.
That's when I shot him down. I caught him in a honky-tonk with a girl I used to know. The door to my cell is open wide and a voice cries out, oh no. The judge says I'm guilty. My sentence is to die. I know I've been forgiven, but the price of love is high. can hear the warden coming from the cleaning of his keys. But when they come to get me, they have to drag me off my knees. The door to my cell swings open. It's time for me to go. The priest is reading my last rites. He says, "Dance for the living though." There's a crowd of thugs screaming, let that murder cry. But above all their voices, you can hear my mama cry. Now they've strapped me in the chair and covered up my eyes, and the last voice I hear on earth is my mama's cry. We'll be right back.
with us. We gotta talk different, dress different, sing different, eat different, stand different every goddamn day. And I say, ain't this cool enough? Come on, y'all, ain't this cool enough? This is for everybody else. You often make me wonder if there's a rock I should crawl under, where you could take your supper underneath my skin. Yeah. You say I'm going nowhere. Well, that's just because you've been there. You say I need you in my corner if I'm ever gone. And I sweat the reputation you give me with your pen. Am I just another habit? Because you never had it. Hold out that carrot and I'll grab it again and again. Oh, yes I will. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Hank and Chain Show here on FlapDaddy.com. And it should not surprise you that we are definitely taking it to the competition during this week's fourth quarter, featuring two solid numbers from the Paybacks and Dana Fuchs. We're going to finish up that successful fourth quarter here in a minute. But first, here is a message from our good buddy Daniel J. Harris at the Soupy Gatto Show. Oh yeah, dig it.
This is Daniel J. Harris, host of the Soupy Gatto Show. You can find us at soupygatto.com. Drop us a line at soupygatto@gmail.com. We are open to any and all music from all over the world. In each and every show, we try to be as eclectic as possible, never giving away a genre or style. Just allowing each artist to be the individual snowflake they really are. Now back to Jared Morningstar and the Hank and Chain Show, man. Dig it.
Covered cabin in a crowded labor camp, stand out in this memory I revive. 'Cause my daddy raised a family there with two hard working hands and tried to feed my mama's hungry eyes. He dreamed of something better, and my mama's faith was strong, and us kids were just too young to realize that another class of people put us somewhere just below. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but it wasn't 'cause my daddy didn't try. She only wanted things she really needed. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. I remember daddy praying for a better way of life, but I don't recall a change of any size. Just a little loss of courage as their age began to show, and more sadness in my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but it wasn't 'cause my daddy didn't try. She only wanted things she really needed. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. Oh, I still recall my mama's hungry eyes.
So tired of rain, be salvation. She thought it through 20 years ago. But sin spoke a constant invitation. It was in her veins and wouldn't let her go. So Lord, send me down to a fallen angel with a miracle to perform.
Welcome back to the Hank and Shane Show, as our clock has finally run out this week. Thankfully, though, we were able to work in great songs from Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, Merle Haggard, and Mudcrutch first. It's been an awesome night, and next week promises to be even better, because for only one special night, the Hank and Shane Show becomes the new Louisiana Hayride. If the Hayride were to start up again to rival the Opry as a traditional alternative option with soul, the artists being played on next week's show would be the ones that would be featured. It certainly will be a one-of-a-kind episode that no fan of real country music would ever want to miss. This upcoming episode, along with every other upcoming episode, can be heard right here. Same bat time, same bat channel. Tune in every Wednesday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time to hear the Hank and Shane Show live on FlapDaddy.com. And if for whatever sinful reason you ever have to miss our show, head over to Section86.com on Monday afternoons to catch up. The Hank and Shane Show can be found on MySpace at www.myspace.com/TheHankandShaneShow. And if you would like to leave us a comment about the show, or would like your music and or band's music played on the show, please contact us at TheHankandShaneShow@gmail.com. Before we sign out with a great little band called Woody Pines, I would like to dedicate this episode of the show to three amazing talents that the world lost this past week. I always enjoyed the incredible comedic talent of Bernie Mac, and since my senior year of high school, soul legend Isaac Hayes never failed to make me laugh as Chef on South Park. And finally, we lost Hank Williams' longtime steel guitarist Don Helms. He had been having serious health problems recently, and unfortunately, he was never able to recover. To each his friends and family, I extend my thoughts and prayers. They will be missed. For FlapDaddy.com and the Hank and Shane Show, this is Jared Morningstar. Good night.
Woke up this morning, between 1 and 2.
tonight. I'm Dylan. I'm on you.